Today's daf was Pesach and daf Kuf Yud. The entire daf was all about zugos. The Gemara started out, lo yasa tzrach of trei. A person should not have tashmish amita. It sounds like it's saying not to have twice, but the Gemara clarifies it means not to eat twice or drink twice, and then have tashmish because his body is going to be very weak and vulnerable, and not ra'ui to have tashmish at that time. Tan Rabban shosa keflayim dama barosho. A person drinks in doubles, is taking his life into his own hands. And the Gemara says that's only if you don't go out to the shuk in between glasses of wine, or if you don't go to sleep. If you go to sleep, that's the same as going out afterwards. But if you're just going to stay home, then it's not a problem. It's only dangerous if you plan on going on the road or going to sleep or going to the bathroom. If you stay home, there's no danger in drinking pears. So the Gemara says, really? But Abaye, Rava, Rav Nachman, Yitzchak, Gedolei Amoraim, we're all very careful, even when staying home, that they wouldn't drink zugos. So the Gemara says, yeah, because Nadam Chashav Shani, the Mazikim are really after Nadam Chashav. So that, they have to be very careful. Then the Gemara quotes different shitas about which numbers of cups of wine might leave someone immune to any concerns for zugos. Ula holds that we know that from the fact that the Chamim were misaking 10 kosos of yayin in a base avel, that it must be that 10 kosos of yayin is not a problem with zugos. Once you hit the number 10 and above is okay. But Chisar Rabbi Rafuna holds 8 cups is not a problem with zugos, because the 7th cup, which corresponds to the word shalom in Birchas Kohanim, doesn't count toward the minyan. Rabbi Rav Yosef holds 6 cups is not a problem, because Vichuneko, which is corresponds to the 5th cup, doesn't count toward the minyan. Abaye Rava hold even 4 cups is not a problem with zugos, because the 4 cups, which correspond to Vishmerecha, doesn't count toward the minyan. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Rava one time, he used to send his Talmidim out after giving them 4 kosos, because the elder wasn't a problem with zugos, and one time the kid actually got hurt. It was very bad. So Rava said, no, that wasn't a problem. That wasn't because of this. That was totally separate. That's because he had chutzpah, and he would embarrass me in public in the shir. He would ask questions that were too difficult. The Gemara then goes on to report statements of Yosef Shida, this shade, Yosef the demon, that were told to different Amoraim. So Rav Yosef said that Yosef Shida told me that the king of all demons is in charge of zugos. So either that means you better be very careful about zugos, because he's the king, and his king is poured together, and he can do whatever he wants. Or it means you don't have to be so careful, because he's a king. He's not going to busy himself with taking care of attacking people just for zugos. Rav Papa says that this demon, this Yosef, Shedel Yosef the demon, told me that that he will kill somebody who drinks 2 cups of wine on purpose or by accident, but would only harm somebody if they drink 4 cups of, when they drink 4 cups of wine intentionally. Yeah, only if they do it by accident, then he's not going to harm anybody. In order to defeat a demon, there's a way to do it by putting one thumb into the palm of the other hand and the other thumb into the palm of that hand, and you keep insisting that you're an odd number of people and not an even number, and the demon keeps on fighting back, and it can go on and on, but you just got to keep on insisting that you're an odd number of people, and then everything will work out at the end of the day. The daf concludes with a bunch of statements about, the Gemara says the important statement that in Eretz Yisrael they weren't worried about any of this, and that Mandel Kapid Lo Kapti Badei, if a person is not worried about these things, then they won't attack. The Mazikin aren't going to hurt a person who's not concerned about these things. It's only for people who are concerned about them. And then the daf goes back into the discussion of the zugos, tells us different things that are and are not susceptible to zugos. Rav Dimi said only eggs, walnuts, cucumbers, and one other type of food are susceptible to zugos, but we have no idea what it is, so we stay away from all zugos because we can't identify what that last type of food is. Rav Avira said that if it's made by human hands, it's not like a vegetable that's made by God's hands, made by you, like a dish, a cooked dish, that's not going to be a problem of zugos. An even number of stores that you drink in, or drinking more after thinking you're finished, after thinking you're already done drinking, or guests, or a non-chashuv isha, drinking is not problems of zugos. Rav Yosef said 2 cups of wine with 1 cup of beer doesn't combine. 2 cups meaning to make it an odd number and avoid the problem of zugos, but 2 cups of beer do combine with 1 cup of wine. The Gemara goes into various combinations of different types of drinks, and whether water counts or doesn't count, to steer at the end, machlokas, whether a mixture of cold and hot water combines with other mixed drinks, or cold and hot water is not considered a mixed drink. That's zugos.